Last thing I heard in my living room as I snapped off the TV to head out for an almost too late screening of Crazy Heart was the voice of Jeff Bridges doing a car commercial. Or was it his battery commercial? Just a couple of days ago, I saw him on the Little Missy Ellen DeGeneres show singing one of those pretty little country and western tunes from Crazy Heart. Yes, Mr. Bridges is ubiquitous these days, but that's just fine. He's been one of my favorite male actors for quite a spell now. My favorite Bridges movies are The Last Picture Show, Fearless, The Contender, and one from way back called Bad Company. Jeff Bridges just won the Best Actor Golden Globe last weekend for Crazy Heart. I wasn't happy watching him get it because I didn't know whether he deserved it or not. Now I know, and I got a wider smile on my face than last Sunday night because I get to use my good old boy vernacular talking about this film, which was well directed by Scott Cooper, who also co-wrote the script with the novel's author, Thomas Cobb. First off, Crazy Heart is just about as trite a movie as you'll ever lay eyes on. I just happened to sit down with Robert Duvall on cable the other day to watch Tender Mercies again. Crazy Heart goes down the same two-lane blacktop as Tender Mercies. It's the drunken C&W singer-songwriter in his career freefall, meeting someone who causes him to want to get his act together, that mixes family stuff and love of children, along with the grit of the music and record biz that might even be tougher than life lived on the road. By the way, the language in this little yarn lies somewhere between R and X. Many words in it I first heard underage at my old hometown pool hall. Bridges is one of those actors who always plays himself, yet, unlike John Wayne, becomes a living character buried in the pit of the role. Here we have him playing a middle-aged man called Bad Blake. I like it. At the end of the movie, you get to find out what Bad's real first name is. Another of my favorite lady film actors of today, Maggie Gyllenhaal, has the Tess Harper Tender Mercies role. She's Jean Craddock. Jean works at a Santa Fe, New Mexico newspaper, but comes from Oklahoma. But Gyllenhaal doesn't beat you over the head with an Okie accent, just enough of one to make it real. Both Gyllenhaal and Bridges make it real throughout, along with, yep, you guessed it, Robert Duvall, as a Houston bar owner who's a longtime bud of Bad's. Duvall and Bridges, who've been around the film biz a long time, are just two of Crazy Heart's producers. Three things rub me just a little bit the wrong way in this picture. The Jean Craddock character, first off, not convincing me that she couldn't do better than taking up with old alcoholic Bad. Then Bad suddenly having all along a cute little brick place right in the middle of a nice, modest Houston neighborhood that we don't know about while he's being painted so down and out in the first part of the film. Then number three, there's the ending, which I won't describe, only to say that the weakness in it relates to Gyllenhaal's character. That doesn't mean Maggie doesn't shine in the role. She does, as much as Bridges does in his. And with the endeavor for full disclosure, I must advise you, I've been in love with Maggie Gyllenhaal since I first laid eyes on her in Secretary with James Spader, if you know what I mean. Her face fairly glows in Crazy Heart, and she has a way of moving in this film, as well as others I've seen her in, that's quite striking, and I don't necessarily mean that in a sleazy kind of way. Just as Bridges, she is a distinctive film actor. The scenes with Bridges and a young fellow by the name of Jack Nation playing Gene's 4-year-old son Buddy are simply real. The kid isn't old enough to fully comprehend acting, but there's nothing inauthentic in the dialogue and action when Buddy and Bad go out to find some trouble to get into. There's no doubt both little Jack and big Jeff are having a big ball in front of the camera. I call that good directing and good acting. These scenes also show close-up moments of Miss Gyllenhaal's readable eyes as she plays a loving mother. The music's really good, too. There was some foot-tapping going on in the theater when we were watching it, I think. I categorize the uptunes in Crazy Heart as chuggin' kick-ass C&W. Bridges' singing is just right real, much like his announcer voice selling cars and batteries. Looks like he's playing his own guitar, too, which reminds me that the original music for Crazy Heart was done by T-Bone Burnett, Stephen Bruton, and I hear tell, Greg Brown. There was also Golden Globe action last Sunday in the Crazy Heart music department. Crazy Heart beats no new trail, just a good one. The only thing left out of this movie's snappy dialogue are the lines in Tender Mercies when the old lady getting out of her pickup asked Robert Duvall if he didn't used to be Max Sledge. Well, now we've got Bad Blake to mess with. Next thing you know, an old Jeff Bridges will be doing guest shots on Austin City Limits. or maybe a phoner right here with Steve Baker some Monday morning. I'm Gary Chu down on the Valley, and much obliged.